is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Welcome to Worst Year Ever, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not.
Cody's hair isn't real.
It's all fake.
Why would you tell everybody the truth about that?
Yeah. Well, now we can't take it back. Cody's
unbelievable.
We're here to speak truth power.
I'm a Cody's beard truther.
I wake up 4 hours earlier than I should every day to make it look like I have a luscious beard, and you've gone and ruined it.
Mm-hmm. Is
ruined
that why it's impossible to reach you before noon?
Because
I wake up four hours before I'm supposed to
at noon.
Apply the beard, and then I fall back asleep.
Hey, follow up question, yeah. Robert. Same question.
Oh, I just wake up at like 12:30 every day.
Totally unrelated to facial hair.
There's no excuse for it. I even go to bed at 10 some nights. Fuck it. So this is the worst year ever. Mm. That was not an introduction for the show. I was just remembering what a trash year it is.
What year it is, yeah.
We had a couple. We have a great
what
interview.
It's been, yep.
Yeah. We have a great interview with some of the members of the Tenacious Unicorn Alpaca Ranch and Trans Haven in Southern Colorado coming up, talking about their fighting with, well, not thankfully not yet fighting, but their conflict with a bunch of local chuds and the community support that they've received. All right, let's talk about an alpaca ranch now.
Ooh!
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
Y'all want to introduce yourselves first? Let us know kind of how you'd prefer to be referred to.
Sure. Go ahead.
I'm Bonnie, second in command here.
Yeah. I'm Jay. I go with she, they. I'm the permaculturalist.
And I'm Penny. I just kind of run this shit show. I use she, her.
Awesome. Well, so y'all are running an alpaca ranch / commune in Southern Colorado. Would that be a good way to kind of describe it in broad strokes?
Yeah, I mean, it is a commune. So, yeah, totally. We call it a trans haven. But, yeah, the alpaca are really the important part.
Yeah. Could you walk us through kind of how things got started and what the original vision was?
It was about 2 years into Trump's presidency, and I, looking around at just kind of the tatters that was the trans community after fighting to not lose the ground that we were losing. I just wanted kind of to, like, A, I wanted to get away. And so we threw some ideas around about how we could just kind of like escape capitalism and kind of the world. And eventually, like, a plot of land became available to rent in Livermore, Colorado. And so we started there, and it grew from there.
And what is kind of the current, like, when you say a haven, what do you mean by a haven?
It's a place for trans people to come, shut the gate and block out the cis world, to be safe and respected and thrive. Like, it is what we strive to do is create an environment in which trans people can just be fucking normal people. I don't know, you know?
And, that's a wonderful goal. And I think, unfortunately, I'm going to guess the internet had something to do with this. The Chuds became aware of y'all and what you were doing.
Yeah. I mean, we're definitely not quiet. And, you know, we all have, you know, we all voice our opinions on Twitter. And I think that's probably where they found us to begin with, was Twitter. And that's branched out to everywhere. You know, the typical list of fucking websites that just say horrible things about trans people. And then, and then over the course of the last year, that's actually just kind of elevated into real life here in rural Colorado, weirdly enough. Like, they were always, I think that some of the more prominent websites were always like a little bit more leery of actually translating that to real world anything. And we turned a corner this year.
And this kind of harassment campaign, could you Could you just sort of walk us through when you first became aware that you had become something of a fixation for your local? I mean, for starters, I should open this by noting that Southern Colorado is a stronghold of the militia community. There are a lot of right-wing militia types out in that part of the country, and they are some ornery folks. So I'm curious, like, how you became aware that you had hit their radar.
So what really kicked it off, like, I can lock down a date. It was July 4th, 2019. The town, or 2020, yeah. Mm-hmm. 2020. I can't lock down a date, apparently. But the town had actually canceled their 4th of July parade. And a group of citizens, a gathering of citizens, decided that the right thing to do was to hold a protest rally, an armed protest rally on the 4th of July, and dress it up like a 4th of July parade.
Incredible.
And then pretend like that was like normal and not fashy at all. And so when we stumbled into it, like, we'd gotten kind of a heads up and we were like, okay, like, as queer people, we're going to avoid this unfortunate event.
Yeah.
And so we ducked into town early to get coffee, but happened to just hit it because we heard protests and we were this is going to be an evening thing.
Yeah. Afternoon maybe, but they apparently decided to just completely replace the parade with this event. So we rolled into town thinking we were going to get there too early for the protests. And all of a sudden we're in the middle of this ridiculous parade.
Yeah. And there was in the lead of the parade, there was a 3%er flag and a Confederate flag, and that, and armed white people, you know, like that was the startling beginning to the parade. And so we just kind of ducked out of town as quick as we could. And then we went back, and obviously, like, you know, we went to our social media and we're just like, wow, like, Nazis on parade in Westcliff, you know, like, heads up, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And from those couple of tweets grew a hatred that has never fucking ended.
We've never let them think that, you know, we have changed our mind in any way, of course. So
we've never apologized. And I'd like to just go on record saying, fuck you.
we've never walked any of our statements back. We tried to be a little more cordial to try to actually have conversations with some of the more reasonable people, but like, it's, we've never stopped saying that their bullshit is Nazi shit.
Yeah, but they got right. Thank you. Yeah. But it was, but that's where, like, that was literally where it started. Mm-hmm. And then right then it was very online focused and them trying to isolate us as like outsiders from the community and stuff like that. Whereas we're not, you know, like, individualistic, like we're fucking, you know, we're anarchists. So we're all about building community. So like, we're in the community a lot. So it's really hard to like, pretend that we're like some weird element that's outside of the community.
Yeah, we started picking up doing handiwork. So we are directly involved with a lot of individuals within the community. And these people, you know, the opposition, you could say, is very intent that their ideology is the one consistent thing throughout the entire county. But this county is diverse.
Yeah.
There's people of all different kinds of walks and backgrounds, and they're all mixed here. They all have different opinions about stuff. And that's great. And I love it. And I love meeting people who don't think like me, who are willing to talk and listen to me.
Yeah. But that's not the Custer County that they want to put forward, or that they want it to be, honestly, that they want it to be, I guess.
Now, what is, like, when you're talking about kind of the ideology that you gleaned these people had from their march, what is it that you saw on display that day?
It was Trumpism is definitely is a huge part of that. QAnon.
Christian white nationalism.
Yeah, Christian white nationalism. The code of the militia, like, you know, especially like the I don't know, like, anything 3% is just so pick some of it. And that's, you know, like it was blatantly on display.
So when did this kind of go from what started out as sort of an online beef to something that was happening on the ground around you, like it kind of intersecting with your actual, with your lives and the place where you lived?
So we've been getting an increasing amount of warnings over the last like 3 months, and had just been kind of paying closer attention and kind of beefing up our security here on the ranch, or trying to, like, we're ranchers, like beefing up security on a 40-acre lot with 180 fucking animals. Like, it's difficult to do that. We were just kind of walking more patrols. And then we started noticing that we were getting followed. We were getting tagged in town and coming off of our road. And then we got a bevy of dire warnings from townspeople who like us, that shit was really, really going to, like, the harassment campaign was going to start. And literally, so that night, we had somebody from out of town that volunteered to help us with security. He came in, was aggressively followed down our road to the point of it was an 80 mile per hour chase down our dirt road. And he had to like draw a gun to get them to back off. Then he came onto our property to help us secure it. And we caught multiple people armed on the property that night. And that was 2 weeks ago now. And we've been at that level of harassment since then.
Could you tell me how you responded to finding them on your property that first time?
So he commanded them to turn around and walk off our property. And if they turned back towards him, they were going to die. And they ran and left a trail of piss down my fucking driveway, threw their rifles and jumped our fucking gate. That was the engagement.
Old Earl threw his gun so hard. It was described as being about halfway across the road from our fence line. So, you know, we're dealing with well entitled people who have no training or understanding of what they're really doing, trying to intimidate people.
At least so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, our main concern is if they actually find someone competent who's willing to attack an alpaca ranch.
I mean, yeah, it was shocking. Look, it's shocking. I don't care how inept, or like, they were shocked in the moment that somebody like confronted them in an aggressive manner, and they took off readily because they thought we were a soft target. Like, they thought we didn't have community backing.
Yeah. And they thought you wouldn't point a gun at them, you know?
Yeah. I really feel that they thought we were going to lay down. The threat was they were going to burn us out. Like, that was the threat that showed up across many, many boards, was that they were going to burn our house down to get us out of the county and take our guns. And that was, you know, they met more opposition than they thought they were going to meet, you know, like, that's just.
And I mean, a lot that their reaction says a number of things to me, chief among it that they entered that situation without having an exit plan, which makes me. Yeah. What you said, they did not expect any kind of resistance. Otherwise, they would have had a plan for getting out other than throwing their weapons over a fence.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope Earl hears this, by the way.
Yeah, I'm coming, Earl. Get ready.
I mean, it's one of those things, you know, I think about this with our local chuds up here in the Northwest, where they do a lot of silly, stupid shit that kind of reinforces the fact that they aren't nearly as hard or as prepared as they want to be. But also, every encounter like this, there's a chance some of them will at least learn from it. Learn, okay, we need an exit plan next time. Okay, we need to be prepared for resistance. It's the same thing. You see a lot of them run away when they get maced, but then the next time they get maced, maybe they don't run away, or they come with a mask or something. Like, it is this process of, that's not going to be the case for all of them, but some of them will get smarter and harder as a result of some of this. And I guess the good news is that so will y'all, although that's, I don't know, calling it good news seems a little bit odd.
Yeah, that's what we're actually finding is they're getting, ever since that first encounter, they're getting more, forming themselves more, and they're taking it slower, and they're coming up with plans.
Lots of observation.
Lots of Overwatch, lots of checking us and probing, as opposed to boldly stepping onto the property, which I don't know what's better. You know what I mean? Like, I certainly haven't slept for 24 hours now. I've been on guard, like not to say we've had a huge outpouring of support. We just happen to have 2 days here where we don't have anybody else to guard. So, you know, like me and Jay, you know, we're also running a full-time ramp. So me and Jay stay up and guard at night, and then everybody else has to do like all the chores and get the food and everything else like during the day. So it really, you know, like they're learning, and that's the terrifying half of it, you know?
And what would you go into detail a bit more about the kind of support you've seen from the community once you sort of started talking more openly about what you were facing?
Oh my God. Yeah. The only thing that I can say is like, we were humbled in such a way that definitely I'm a crier, but like I was definitely crying. Like people have shown up from day one. Our now head of kind of security out here showed up kind of blind. He just heard that we were in trouble, and he showed up from 2.5 hours, 3 hours away. And from then forward, we have had a contingent of people doing just community support, like showing up here armed in plate, willing to risk their lives for us, risk their lives for us. Every day they show up and do this. And there is no thank you big enough for something like that. I mean, and then also like our GoFundMe is blowing up, which is going to allow us to put up fence and cameras and really protect ourselves long-term, because this isn't going away this month, you know? Yeah. The community support has been everything. And it's not shocking, you know, like we know all these lovely people, but it is deeply humbling.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's been most impressive to me is kind of watching this very organic apparatus with kind of this organic boutique manufacturing apparatus fire up to support y'all. A lot of stuff that kind of got its start during the protests last year, but groups like Earthside Manufacturing, I know, is sending you some rifle plates, which are, they're making like rifle resistant plates in just this guy's workshop, and Conquest of Thread is putting together plate carriers, and I believe IFAX, individual first aid kits. And it's been really interesting to see this kind of budding infrastructure of resistance that's based around kind of small scale manufacturing, but of necessary defensive tools. That's been really interesting to watch happen, because I think this is kind of, it started, a lot of that stuff, again, started during the uprisings, the protests last year, but it's really starting to come into its own now. And this is the first time I've really watched it kind of swivel to meet a challenge.
Yeah, it gives us hope in like really defeating fascism. I mean, in really defeating what has become like these overwhelming odds, right? Like, it's like really just people helping people with the skills that they have. And it snapped into place immediately. We put out the call for armor, and it was like answered immediately by people who know what they're doing, and they just sent it to us. Like, there wasn't questions. There wasn't, you know, it was amazing, right? Like, yeah, I don't think
we've gotten all kinds of supplies as well. We've been sent cameras, like really nice ones. We're getting solar panels now too, as well.
People drove from out of state to do drops for us of medical supplies, other perishable goods.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're allowed to say ammo, but like, and all kinds of just amazing things. People have, I agree with what you're saying. Like, we've got this down. Like,
it's a real world example of where mutual aid is truly revolutionary.
Yep.
Yeah. It's so interesting to me to watch this happen, in part because one of the things that's had me, I don't know, to steal a term from their site, a little black-pilled, was becoming increasingly aware from about 2015 on of how large and well-equipped the militia movement and generally the right-wing insurgent movements were, how organized they were, how many guys there were out there with comm setups, with armor and heavy weapons and even armored vehicles, seeing some of that in the Pacific Northwest and realizing that, especially after the 6th, right, you know, okay, the state will not take the necessary steps to deal with this. And I think the only thing that will deal with this effectively is these guys knowing that they're not unopposed, right? Because that's kind of what all of their operation plans are predicated on, is the idea that we're the only ones prepared.
Yeah. I think that you're hitting the nail on the head there, right? Is like, that's why, you know, like we had a really long talk on the ranch of, are we going to make this public? Are we going to, like, there was never a talk of like, are we going to give in?
No.
It was like, how public are we going to be with this? What are we going to frame this? Like, you know, just
Took us a fucking month to move out here. I'm not moving again.
There was no chance they were going to get us off of this land, but like, but you know, it was like, we decided like, no, like they're wrong. Like they're wrong. They keep saying that they are the power that they have. Like, we've been preparing for blah, blah, blah. But the reality is, you know what? Like, they're just fucking people like we are. And when people stand together, as opposed to individualistically, it's stronger. It just fucking is. And we put a lot of faith in that idea because we live it every day. And so we were prepared to put a lot of faith in that idea.
It is the thesis behind what we do out here.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so it did not, we weren't startled by the fact that the community stepped up. We were just startled about how amazingly the community stepped up and how just fucking wrong Chuds really are about their infinite power myth.
Yeah. And there's silent majority,
silent majority myth is a big one. And I think it, you know, the advantage they have is that a lot of them have been preparing, and because most of them tend to have come from a position of more financial privilege, they've been able to afford to prepare. The disadvantage they have is that their preparation is generally quite selfish. And you see that in the way they act on the street as well. They're preparing not as much to actually be ready for disaster, but preparing because they think the stuff is cool and because it's about collecting, you know, neat things to them. And you see that in like that story of that survivalist compound in Texas that didn't have a non-electric can opener when the power however true that is, I've known a couple of people who were that kind of quote unquote survivalist. And I think, again, one of the things we saw in Portland last year, especially when we had that big Trump caravan where 3,000 vehicles drove through and they were macing and shooting people with paintball guns and assaulting people, is they're very scary when they're not kind of opposed in any sort of organized way. And I think that's what they're betting on. And I think our best chance to actually avoid violence is shows of community support like this, is not just like, oh, we're going to donate money or we're going to get angry on Twitter, but like, no, people are going to like make defensive equipment and send cameras and raise money for and come over and volunteer time, and that kind of makes the point to these guys, not only like, are you not the only ones who have preparations for this kind of stuff, but you're outnumbered.
You're selfish about it, and we're over here building community while you're stroking your own individual ego
and racism
racism. Like, yeah, you're preparing to shoot minorities while we're actually like preparing communities that involve everybody on every level. Like, it's Thank different you. And fucking you're about to learn why. Like,
I don't know. I think it's rad as hell. Not that you guys are being, harassed and threatened with assault, but that the community has rallied to protect y'all. I think that's been very inspiring to watch, because when the story first kind of bubbled up into my media feed, you know, a couple of people messaged me saying, these folks are, you know, being harassed and threatened, and could you please highlight some stuff? And I was like, oh God, this is going to be one of those situations where, like, the just nothing is done and a bunch of chuds are allowed to harass and maybe even physically harm people. And that does not appear to be the case. And I'm very happy to see that kind of a wide variety of people have rallied to y'all's defense, yeah. And to enable your own self-defense. Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful story of, yeah, of mutual aid, of community rising to the occasion. But also, I mean, you started this off by telling us you wanted to create a home, a place where you're accepted and, you know, can live a normal life. And while this isn't normal, what's happening right now, it feels like what you're describing is that you have succeeded in this, you know, within yourself, but also within the community. And I think that's really, really beautiful. And for how dark this story is, there's a lot of very positive takeaways.
Yeah,
we couldn't feel more protected in these moments of you know, obvious like security risk and danger. The community has really, really covered us with their hands and, you know, just made it real. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we all, it's what we all want. It's what we're all kind of here for and pushing for. And to see it coalesce like this is, it's validating. You know what I mean? Like, it's validating on so many levels. And like, makes us want to push forward with our mission, like, far from being beaten and downtrodden.
Yeah,
it's, you know, like, we're only going to get fucking louder, like,
and it means you're doing something right.
Yeah,
pissing the right fucking people off. Yeah,
truly.
Yeah,
like, we expect the chuds to not like this, and so yeah, fuck you.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. A, yeah.
Cody, Katie, you got any more to ask or kind of get into here?
I appreciate you coming on and talking about it.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
It's just, I think, is an inspirational thing for people to hear about and know that in these kinds of situations that you know, you're right and they're wrong.
Yeah,
yeah. That's nice.
And the people community has your back. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and this year, goddamn, this year, and you're right. A lot of Robert pointed out correctly that a lot of organizing occurred during the past year, especially during the uprising, the protest movements. And I'm so proud of everybody. I mean, not everybody, but for so many of us.
Definitely not everybody.
Not everybody. Just so many people have learned viscerally how the government can't be relied upon and how we need to look out for each other. And I see it in my community. I love hearing it about how this has affected your community. Yeah. And it's something that I know we will take with us moving forward. I've been thinking a lot about that. Like, what will I take from this time going forward? And this is one of the big ones, you know?
Yeah, and you don't need to call it, like, I think a big one for us was like holding that line of like, you know, everybody, like, we get like 20 comments a day, like, why didn't you call the police? Is the FBI involved? Yeah. And we're just like, the fuck are you talking about? Like, you know, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, and so, like, validation on that end too of like, you know, you can just stand by your principles and like, you don't have to compromise them. Like, the cops are going to make shit worse. Like, just deal with it. Like, don't tell queer people to call the police. Like, I don't know. Like, what the fuck? What? Yeah.
I mean, there's a decent chance some
of validated through community support. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And for me, this is also like building these relationships and building these connections and mutual aid programs. This is how we fight through all the crises heading our way, whether it's climate change or ecofascism or government repression, all of these things. Like, we have the community to deal with those things, and that's how we get through that stuff. So
yeah
yeah
it's beautiful. Well, thank you again for sharing this with us.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, no, this has been wonderful.
Yeah, quick question. One of y'all posted a picture of a bolt action rifle, I think earlier today. Was that like a 338 or a 6.5? I couldn't really identify.
300 Win Mag.
300 Win Mag. Yeah, thank you. What was the model on that?
That's a Ruger Precision rifle.
I liked that. Yeah. I just was curious about your rifle.
It's over four feet long. Everyone, every guard who's been up here has just been like, damn.
Yeah, I love the muzzle on that. Yeah, it's quite nice. I've been into 308, getting really into the AR-10 lately and kind of dialing in scopes on that. But I'm looking at going for it moving up to either like 6.5 or 300 Win Mag or Lapua. I'm not really sure what I'm going to do next, but I like those. I like those big ones.
Lapua is hard to find. As I found
everything.
I couldn't even source a Ruger Precision in Lapua. So I figured 300 Win Mag's enough. That'll fuck up an engine. So
yeah.
Well, I have one last question.
Oh, yeah.
What's the status of your GoFundMe? It's still going, right?
Check it out. Yeah, we are incredibly close to the goal, which is just fucking amazing. It's actually like, you can read on there what like the plans of expanding too. Like we're actually going to get into an Earthship this year, and really, really like turn that corner into full sustainability.
Yes.
And it's we couldn't be like more absolutely just on our ass about how amazing the community's been with filling that GoFundMe. Like it's been incredible.
These assholes wanted us to move out and instead we're expanding.
Yes, a success.
Absolutely rad.
Well, we have the GoFundMe up on our Twitter account. It should still be up there, probably bump it again. So hopefully we can help tip you guys towards finishing.
Thank you so much. Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
All right, that does it for us today at Worst Year Ever. Thank you guys for listening. Check out the GoFundMe. Check us out online at Worst Year Pod on Instagram and Twitter. All the things.
Yeah, check out that podcast, The Amazon, too.
That's right.
And I don't know.
Check out how you're doing.
Yeah, and then check you out.
Check you out. Because you're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Katie always manages to straddle that fine line between complimenting and sexually harassing animals, which I do regularly.
She's got to be, I'm subtle with it.
Everything's so dumb. Everything's so dumb, and it's going to get dumber.
Great.
I tried.
Yes.
Daniel?
Lovely.
Worst Year Ever is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.